Prospect. A Depression-era scenario for Call of Cthulhu 7th Edition by Scott Dorwood from the Nameless Horrors Collection. Starring Dannon McAleer as former socialite Maureen Frayne, Joseph Chance as former businessman Thomas Dolan, and Dan Wheeler as former medical doctor Nathaniel Coombs. The keeper of arcane law is Dominic Allen. Chapter 6. The Mallard Cometh. The subsonic nature of all of this is probably enough to stir Thomas Dolan and Maureen Frayne. You start coming back to your consciousness, but you feel this awful... It's like the worst hangover you've ever had.
God.
You've been woken by a subsonic vibration. You feel it in your brains.
God, Charles, we must have been at the Scotch again last night. Charles, are you there? Oh, I don't feel well. Where are we? Where's Esther?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus, Esther. And I start looking around for the child.
Lights are still on now.
Yeah.
Do I, just because I also had some psychological difficulties last time, when I look at Thomas, do I see Thomas or do I see Charles?
You see Thomas.
Oh, it's you, of course. Of course, I must have been dreaming. Where's Esther? Where's the doctor?
Where's the kid?
And I'm sort of struggling to get up off the floor.
Yeah, I think I'm still on one knee, but I'm sort of scrabbling around, looking. Are we on the central circle?
No, I think you're...
Well, I've been pulled away.
You've been pulled towards it, but you're not in it.
Mm. But can we see Coombs there?
Yeah. And you can feel a kind of heat coming from it that wasn't there before. Like a residual heat. Like after you've turned a hob off and it's still a bit warm.
So obviously I've dropped my knife. Would the knife have gone into the centre?
Yeah, the knife has disappeared.
It's gone.
And my gun has disappeared, has it?
I tell you what. Both of you can give me a luck roll. That way it'll feel like it's fair.
Yeah. I'm on 16. What do you want?
12.
Sweet. I have rolled a 21. That was close, guys. Damn it.
I rolled a 31.
Nice. Both good rolls. Standardly, they would have been past luck.
They're gone.
I don't know if it's... Maybe this is some sort of roll. I do remember putting my gun away when I thought it was Charles and Esther, so my gun would have been in my pocket?
Yeah.
Is that fair to say? It is my special item as well. It's got a lot of links to the past. Not that that makes any difference if it was being sucked towards a portal, but...
I'm going to say you do still have your gun, but you notice that your pocket has ripped slightly.
Right. Oh, God, another patching up to do. What am I talking about? Get up, Thomas. Where's Esther? We need to find Esther. Coombs. Doctor, get up.
Coombs.
What's wrong? What's wrong, man?
Billy. Is it Billy?
He's in the car.
How long... And then I look at him probably for the first time, and I realize he's past inquisition, inquiry, catechism. He's past catechism, that's what I'd say, isn't it?
Am I experiencing any particular... does my bout of madness have any particular quality? Or
It's mainly just been emotional hysterics. Yeah.
Fine.
Ooh, Billy's in a car.
Yes, we'll get back to Billy.
This room. We've got to get out of this place. Got to get out of this room. This is...
You're right.
This is a Tillinghast resonator. I don't even know what that means. I just remember it. I read it somewhere. Let's get out of here.
Yes. Come on, Doc. I think Thomas is right. Let's get out.
I instinctively do scan around looking for this child. It's like half in memory of it being important, half in fear of it, I suspect.
Mm. There is no sign of it. At all.
For my own part, I feel like as soon as I realised you weren't Charles, the baby disappeared into the same dream, so I'm...
Yeah, that's the, I didn't have that so much.
Back on the Esther trek, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to help the doctor up and sort of saying, yes, Thomas is right, let's get going.
Is there any chance I could just, on the way out, sort of veer off to the workbench and try and grab one of those knives or machetes or one of those things?
Yeah, absolutely. You're not far off from me, yeah.
I'll do that.
Oh, yes, good idea. Thomas, we're in danger here. This is not a safe place, and I want to grab one as well, because why wouldn't you tool up?
As I approach the doctor, obviously, I catch a whiff of sweet, fresh feces, and then I think, oh, Christ, and have I soiled myself as well?
Give me a luck roll.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. Is that for all of us, probably?
Why not?
Let's do a shot.
You've gone mad. Might as well cover you in your own shit.
I've shat myself.
That, to my shame, perhaps, is a 13, which means I have not shat myself. If luck means that's a good thing, right? A 21 and a 13. Oh, man, two good rolls to kick off with.
I'm very close. 16 on a 12, but I have shat myself just a little bit.
I got a 37 on 20.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a given. I thought that it was a given that you had shat yourself. And I was thinking, right, well, you were just more compos mentis than we were when it started.
I have shat myself, but I haven't eaten much over the last week, so it's probably not noticeable.
That's true. It's just kind of...
Exactly. Well, I did chew on those coffee grounds, so...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. It's particular fresh.
Fired a few rabbit pellets out.
So actually, I barely notice it then, really. It's just... I get a sweet, fresh, strange scent of coffee. I'm like, what's that? That actually makes me kind of want a coffee.
Yeah.
And then I feel the stomach gripes kicking in.
So is the doctor letting us, sort of, I'm trying to help him to his feet, off his knees, and get him out the door.
Yeah, I don't think I'm resisting. I'm still sobbing.
I'm going to grab the other arm as he sobs.
And make our way out into what's left of the daylight.
I think I'm staggering rather than breathing hard.
Oh, I imagine I'm not making much time.
Can we wait here? Can we just wait just here at the entrance? Just a moment.
I think we should get into the air.
Yeah, I just need just a few seconds.
Yes.
I'll watch the grass. Is there anything behind us? And I do watch the grass because I'm stressed about the spider thing.
Mm. The sun is quite low now, and the shadows have become long and consuming. The grass is, you know, it's hard to see in between the grass now.
We need torches. More pampas.
Well, as you say that, do you see a lamp back in the room?
I'm not sure if I did, as I was scanning about.
Because... A lamp did get put down.
Yeah, I put one down on the...
I think you probably will see it, yeah.
I'm not looking in there.
Where did you get that, Doctor? Was that yours?
From the shed.
You go get it. I'll take him. And I do my level best to hold his full weight. But I'm feeling quite weak as I do that, I think.
I think I've got to the point where I can carry my own weight, but I'm just sort of like...
looking around. He's sobbing.
It's a true relief.
Even though Thomas says, you go get it, I'll do the thing, I look at where the doctor pointed to the shed, and because I know it's not that far away, and my instinct has kicked in again to, like, I still need to search this fucking place completely, I will go to the shed to find a lantern, rather than go back inside that room to grab that one.
Jesus, Maureen, oh, Jesus.
Just a moment, I'm going to get us another lamp.
She'll be the goddamn death of me, this woman. How far away from me is she?
10
meters.
Five meters, 10 meters.
I glaze over slightly, and then I look at Coombs, and I say, stay here, and I'll go back for the lamp.
All right.
With them both having left me, I look up at the windows in the house, and I let out another scream, but this time I fire off three shots angrily towards the windows that are lit in the house.
I think you've lost your gun, though, so...
Oh, yeah, I still do.
You just make that sound.
It, but... yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Although I think that scream is probably enough to attract our attention to the fact he's losing his shit.
I do that, and then I realise that what I'm holding in my hand is my fountain pen. My Mont Blanc masterpiece fountain pen.
Ooh.
My wife gave me to commemorate my appointment as director of the Bentham Hospital.
Wow.
And... It should really ground me, but instead I just look at it and go.
Yeah, you look at it and you wonder how did it all go so
badly wrong?
From Mont Blanc to here.
It's almost as if you can't help but think it's worse than just an economic downturn. It's almost as if someone had it in for you from the beginning.
It is.
Cursed.
At the same time, I clasp it like Oskar Schindler clasps his wedding ring at the end of Schindler's List, and I say, I could have saved one more. I could have sold my pen and saved one more.
It's something about the way he's focused on it. I don't, of course, understand, but my hand goes to my back where I last had my fiddle strapped using the belt. I improvised the belt through the handle of the fiddle case. Obviously, I know I still have the belt, but do I still have the fiddle case?
Yeah. I think so.
Thank God.
You never took it off, God. Did you, sir?
Yeah, no, I never did. I'll grab that lamp if I can.
Sure. So, who's insane at this point?
I'm indefinitely.
Dr. Coombs.
But I think my bout's finished.
Yeah, those two are indefinite. I'm not. I've had a bout of madness. I'm on 35 centi.
And you had your temporary
insanity. Temporary centis.
Which is passed.
I believe so.
So, yeah, you go back into this room. There is the smell still, and the electrical panels to your left are sort of humming quietly with electricity. And there's the lantern in the middle of the floor.
In the middle, as in on the fucking thing. No.
No, it's...
Excuse my French.
It's just there. It's a copper lantern.
Yeah, I'll grab it and go. I can't risk any more to do with this resonator. I don't understand the resonator. It's out of my reach. It's not gonna resolve my problem. No, it's not. It's yeah. Roscoe Mallory is still my fucking problem. I've got to try and resolve this by getting these guys.
Was it McNally or Mallory? I thought it was.
Oh, it's definitely Malloy, but I just keep getting it wrong.
Malloy.
So I just throw it in there as a Mallory.
Yeah.
Just for good measure.
Roscoe the Mallard.
Yeah. Big Duck Roscoe the Mallard.
Yeah.
So unless anything kind of grabs me, flies through me, reaches into me from beyond, I'm going to not that Thomas Dolan knows anything about from beyond. So I'm just going to grab it and run or stagger.
Fine.
In my
yeah.
Back to the dock. But you've got to get back to the dock.
In the meantime, if it's fair to say, I was rushing over to the little outhouse that the doc pointed to that said he got the lanterns from. Mm-hmm. I just want to throw open that door. I assume I can hear the diesel generator going that he discovered before.
Yeah.
I want to have a sort of cursory glance. If I see those sort of pots of what might be diesel on the floor, I'll probably foot one over just to check it is diesel. But otherwise, do I see any lamps?
Yeah. There's a couple of lamps still.
I'll take... Three if there's three, two if there's two. Just bundle them over an arm.
Did you say you're with the diesel drums? You're giving one a kick.
Well, I saw them, but there's like five of them lined up or so.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sort of, this is the first time I've seen this room. Generator noise going. I'm looking for a lantern, but I also want to make sure I've sort of overturned everything. So I think if I see those, I'm just going to sort of foot one over to see what spills out. I'm going to assume it'll be petrol,
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's diesel.
Right.
It's diesel. You're fairly sure.
Right.
In fact, as you're putting it back, the door opens again with a creak. And there is a figure who comes in. You recognize him immediately as Aston Hawkes, the professor.
Oh, my God.
And he shuts it sort of conspiratorially, turns to you and says, "Oh, Maureen, finally, we're alone." And he comes very close to you. "There's something I've always wanted to tell you, Maureen. I know I'm completely out of line here, and I don't know what madness has overtaken me, but I'm crazy about you. I'm in love with you. And I know your husband and so on, but..."
"Yes, Aston."
"My God, all this time I've been so consumed by my work, and I'm a man, Maureen. I still have needs, and..."
"I think socialite I may be, but just so you know, my gun in the lining of my pocket is sort of pointing towards him now, while he's talking. I'm not... I don't want to shoot him, but I think I want to say, Eston, yes, you know Charles. You know Charles, this isn't right.
I know.
And I think I have flashbacks to some of the dinner parties we'd come to here where, you know, I was very glamorous and I would sometimes get these older men sort of tired of their own wives, sort of had too many ports and sort of accost me almost in a you know, the changing room or the hallway and sort of desperately profess their love for me. And I'd have to talk them down very rationally because it was improper. And they knew that, really, and we were the best of friends, and that's how it kind of stays. So I'm putting on my charm to try and talk him down and say, yes, now, look, we can talk. We're friends, Eston. People are worried about you. Where have you been? That's more important than this. We can talk about this another time.
Give me a charm roll.
I'd love to. One of my best skills.
I can see now why Don cast you in this role.
Ooh, 67 on my 70 charm.
Great. He it's like he checks himself mentally and says, I'm so sorry. And he buries his face in his hand. He goes, oh, you must forgive me.
Well, there's no need to apologize, Eston. There's no need. No need whatsoever. No,
this is so inappropriate of me.
We've all had a drink.
And I know. It's just, don't you ever feel like life is passing you by and you just wish it could be different, and you see other people, you see the lives they have, and you just want a piece of it for yourself? Don't you wish there was a way you could have their opportunities, their...
Yes, I understand.
Slice of their luck.
I understand.
I know I've been lucky myself, but it's never enough.
Well,
so much I've given to this work.
No, Eston, what work? What work, Eston?
Oh, it's...
I know you work hard, but what do you mean? Your philanthropic work or your sciences?
No, the science.
Right.
What if I've made a mistake?
Well...
What if it ruins me, Maureen? Then what will it have been for?
Well, I tell you what is important, Eston, if you're feeling at a loss. My little Esther, you know Esther?
Yes.
My little Esther's missing. And we're all very worried, and that's why I'm here, Eston. And it's always charming to speak with you, but if you want to make a difference, you could help me find Esther. And that would give you a purpose. That would be the right thing to do right now.
Yes.
You haven't seen her at all, I suppose.
Seen her?
Esther, yes.
And he raises his hand and looks at it and says, how could I see her? Can you see what's inside? And he puts his hand into his own stomach. And he just keeps going, and his arm disappears into his... And he just folds up inside himself till he's gone.
Oh, no! I don't like that at all.
Not sure you're supposed to like it.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
It's like that thing from the Yellow Submarine cartoon that just fucking envelops itself. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, nice reference.
Is that a sanity roll? I mean, I'm already in definite pain. I'm not asking for one, but it feels like... Do I chalk that up to my own madness, or do I think I've witnessed what I've just seen, or...?
I think it would be making a reality check, which is basically a sanity roll anyway, because stuff like that doesn't happen.
No. No, it doesn't make any sense, Dom. None of this would be happening. It's so unrealistic.
But yeah, is it? Did it happen?
So that's a 69 on my currently 36. No, 30.
Doesn't sound very good.
34 sanity.
Doesn't sound very good at all.
No.
So yeah, you have this horrible experience that you believe is completely real.
Yeah.
That all just happened, and Eston Hawkes has just disappeared himself in front of you.
Yeah.
Very odd. And everything he said was deeply worrying.
Yes, it was. I was trying my best to use my charm and etiquette to get through it, but it was disturbing. Yeah.
Luckily, you only lose one point of sanity.
Okay, it could be far worse.
But you do have a bout of madness.
Sure. Go on, then. Put me out of my misery.
Who's your significant person? Esther?
Well, yes, yeah. Also my ex, well, also Charles, but mainly Esther. She's the one listed.
What happened to Charles?
He shot himself. He blew his brains out as the collapse started happening. It's his gun that I'm carrying. But Esther's listed as my, you know, she's what keeps me going. She's my sole link with who I am, who I was, you know. Hence my motivation for this entire scenario.
Yeah, so I think what happens is... because you're on your own, we'll come back to this.
Okay.
Good night.
So the doctor, you're on your own by the car, well, outside this building. Waiting for
the, yeah, I guess sort of halfway between the building and the car, right? Along that track in the grass. Yeah. Sobbing into my fountain pen.
Oh, you got that far? Shit.
Oh, well, I say halfway.
I mean, I was leaving you at the entrance, I thought, but then you would have staggered forward. Sure. Do it.
I don't care. Outside the entrance is fine.
No, I love it.
I haven't gone any further.
I love it. I love it.
I haven't gone any further. I just mean I'm not in the shed and I'm not by the car. I'm between them.
Yeah.
You hear a voice speaking very slowly.
Oh dear.
Calling your name, but it's like a voice on the wind. Doctor calls. And it sounds like it's coming from the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's gone. And can you give me a spot hidden roll?
Well, that is a pass.
You hear this, and it draws your attention to the house. But then you also hear, from your other direction, you hear this panting. And you turn, and bursting out of the generator shed door is Maureen Frayne, and she's just running. She's just running as fast as she can into the grass.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe as she's running, that's when Thomas Dolan comes up next to you with his lantern. Also running. He comes running up to you. So I think you probably... Well, I mean, you can draw his attention to it. So you both see.
I think you just see my. You just see a sort of skeletal finger point towards Maureen running across the grass.
So as I'm leaning on my thighs and I look at, I follow this finger and I say, "Oh Jesus Christ, Brasco Malloy, I'm gonna kill you."
Fucking hell! So I'm sprinting into the grass.
Madly.
I'm seriously out of breath. Jesus Christ. Wait till I get my hands on Roscoe Malloy.
What's she doing? What is she doing?
It's all right, Nathaniel. It's all right. Okay. We need to... Can you run?
We need to go in the house.
Can you run after her?
We need to go into the house.
We can't leave her out here alone. There's things in the grass.
No, we need to go into the house.
And I look at the grass and I start to push him towards the house. That is true, I think. I mean, Dom, I don't want to overplay it, but he is physically exhausted by exertion, right? I suffer a weakness and So I need to catch my breath. So if I can leave the dock at the front door. Or even, are there any side doors that we can see we're approaching from? My geography isn't clear to me, but I think that's quite good.
An excellent question.
Because it's fucking hard when you've got tall grass and weird spider creatures and things from beyond.
I think I'll be pushed wherever you want to push me. I think I've been weakened by, you know, in that way where you, like, have been laughing so much that you feel physically weak. I think that he's helpless.
Enervated. That's the word I'm going to apply to... To you or in my states. She's enlivened. We're enervated.
Mm. So from where you are at the moment, you're nearest the kind of west wing of the house, which has an extension by the looks of it. It has a lower ceilinged section that you would assume is sort of, you know, the sort of ancillary building.
Servant's quarters.
A servant's quarters, a coal scuttle.
Kind of kitchen parts or something. Yeah, perfect. Any doors?
Scullery.
Yeah, so there's a doorway facing south, but there is a doorway around there into that sort of section.
Could I ask a retrospective thing? And I think it's fair, because there was time after we left the building. The lights were on in our building, but we didn't notice any lights on. I don't think it would be a spot hidden to see if all the lights in the actual house had turned on. I'm assuming we'd have noticed. So
they did turn. Some of them did turn on.
Yeah. Oh, they did. I missed that. Sorry.
When I switched on the generator.
Right.
So nearest you is a coal chute.
Yeah, that's too dynamic. If we were breaking into, I don't know, say a Bloomsbury address. Perhaps some kind of archaeological institution. That would appeal to me. But on this occasion, with an elderly doc and myself not feeling so hot right now, I think a door. Basically, the...
How old do you think I am?
You're in your 60s, aren't you?
No, I look it, but I'm only 54.
Okay, right. We all look older than we actually are.
Ain't that the truth?
come on, Doc, we can make this.
I'm going to say from where you are, you can see that there is a back door through the conservatory.
Perfect.
But the conservatory looks particularly... It looks in a bad way.
Actually, I don't trust conservatories. Not after what I've just... What I think I've seen. I'm not entirely sure what I do actually remember fully, but what I do know is that I've seen this Tillinghast resonator, and it's made me feel very uncomfortable. It's some kind of experimental physics. I think maybe I say this as I say, I don't fancy the conservatory or the conservatives. I don't fancy their chances. I don't know. They seem like they can just shrug everything off. Nothing touches them.
Love everything.
It's like, it's, anyway, no, but I don't like the look of that conservatory, Doc. Why don't we try a door further round?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea.
I frown as I realize he's not really with it. And then I yell, Maureen! Get back here!
And I join in hysterically. Maureen, get back here!
We've got to find Esther!
We got to find her! We're never going to find Esther!
any other doors? I guess...
Yes. So, there appears to be another north-facing door beside, next to the conservatory, up some steps.
Let's try that. Perfect.
Leads into the east wing. So it's a bit of a walk. You have to sort of go through some trees.
Do you have your doctor's bag with you, Nathaniel Coombs?
I think it would be, disingenuous to claim that I've got it on me, but I would argue strongly for it being in the car.
You did say you had a lamp and a gun.
Exactly. But I definitely brought it with me in the car because I used it when I was trying to treat Billy.
So the door is locked, but it looks like it wouldn't be any big deal to force it.
Damn it. Doc, shit. I'm not 100% certain I can trust Nathaniel Coombs right now. I'm just going to see if there's anything that surprises me about Dolan's abilities.
Do I see him trying the door and it being locked?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I just run at it.
Okay. give me a strength roll with a bonus die.
How hilarious you find everything.
Yeah, my bonus die has made that almost an extreme success. But a very good hard success.
Do you want to describe how you careen through the door?
I think it's quite slick, actually, given how successful that was. I think I run at it, and what gives way is the lock. The wood is rotten around the lock, I think, rather than the hinges.
Mm.
So I run at it, and it just splinters and swings open, and I'm surprised, really, at how easily I make through it, and I have to slow up on my run. And I think, perhaps... I don't know, you're the judge of how many rounds I'm hysterical for, but I wonder whether that knocks me out of it.
I think so, yeah. You sort of come to your senses as you realise you're in a... It's a space in between the exterior wall and what appears to be a ballroom. It's a sort of gallery, you know, a long gallery that goes around the perimeter of this ballroom.
Jesus, Coombs.
So there's these sort of floor length... windows. A lot of them are smashed or broken. The ceiling of the ballroom has collapsed. There are clearly, looking through, there used to be, there's a balcony on the upper floor that overlooks the ballroom, but the entire ceiling has collapsed. So there's rubble. There's floor-to-ceiling mirrors that are cracked.
I think I'm beckoning Dolan in while I'm looking at all this.
What the, are you all right, Doc? Jesus, your shoulder.
I give my shoulder a rub and I say, I'm all right. I'm sorry about that.
You're stronger than you look.
Haven't been myself.
Look, I gotta get Maureen. You and I was sort of thinking I might try and slap him around a bit to sort of snap him out of this, but can I try a psychology role when he says I haven't quite been myself?
Yeah.
I could try my psychoanalysis of one, but I'm not trying to affect him, so I think it's more sort of an initial assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is 79, so I have no insights whatsoever.
He does seem calmer.
You can't go wandering off in here. We mustn't split up. That's why we need to get Maureen. Unless you think you want to come with me?
All right, I'll come with you. I'll come with you.
Right. We've got entrance now. We've got egress, so this is good, right?
Mm.
Look, we're going to try and get Billy out of here. Listen, between you and me, she keeps going off half-cocked like this. There's no way we're going to be able to help Esther or her.
Or Billy.
I know he means a lot to you. I know. Look, anyway, let's try and find her. And I try to lead the way, but actually, inevitably, of course, he'll probably overtake me.
No, I think I'm happy to be led. I think he's kind of a bit embarrassed about what's just happened.
Sure.
I don't even notice that. Tragically.
Maureen Frayne, you come to your senses. The panic subsides. You don't know how you got here,
mm-hmm.
but you are stood in the presence of four smashed and overgrown greenhouses.
Right.
The whatever they contained, tomatoes and whatever else, has grown wildly out through the broken glass and has mingled with the long grass that's grown into the greenhouse.
Mm.
Vines have sort of tangled up, and it's a big, there's four huge green-grey messes.
Mm. Mm. So I have no memory of which direction I ran in. I just ran blindly, no. Basically. So I could be anywhere on the grounds, as far as I know.
Yeah. And it's getting dark.
Yeah, yeah. Is it a luck roll to see if I still have the three lanterns hooked over my elbow? Which are what I grab.
Yeah, I think you do. I think you.
I'm lit because I haven't lit them yet, but they're there.
Mm.
I think as I come to my senses, I definitely pull out my gun and make sure it's loaded. I want to just have a cursory scan around me to make sure there's no one here other than me, as far as I can tell.
You could give me a listen roll.
That would be good. I think that's what I want to do. Cock the gun and then just take a deep breath, hold it, and just listen. That's a 34 on my 40. Listen.
You hear something from one of the greenhouses, a sort of skittering, hissing noise.
Ugh.
Bit rattlesnakey, but wetter.
Ew.
And these three greenhouses, they're quite close together?
Yeah.
Right.
There's four
of them.
They're in various states of collapse.
And when you say this sort of vegetation inside has sort of grown out and spilled into the undergrowth, does it look like a sort of plant I'd recognise, or...?
They're tomato plants, mostly.
So, okay. So it doesn't look like something unnatural. It just looks like old decay.
It looks, completely wild.
Right. But can I see well enough into them that all it is like broken glass and plants? It's not like there could be anyone hiding in there or anything.
I mean, they could be, because it's quite dark, but...
In which case,
be hard to, force your way through the broken glass. And
I don't want to light any of the lamps yet, because my survival is only 40% on wilderness, but I know well enough that while there's still any light you can see by, it's better to let your eyes adjust than draw attention to yourself with lighting of a lamp. Instead, I just sort of hiss, Esther, it's Maureen's mom, towards the greenhouses, and see if there's any noise again or if anyone appears.
No.
In which case, what else can I see around me? I'm not interested by these greenhouses anymore. I can hear something skittering in one of them, but I'm already aware there's weird sort of stuff in the area. I'm not sure how much of that is in my head and how much of it is real, but...
Over to your left, you see what looks to be the lake.
Right. And can I sort of triangulate myself using that? Can I see a glow from the house or anything? Or
yeah, you turn a bit further to face the south, and you can just about see the roof of the house.
Right. And so as far as I'm aware, that must be the quickest way back. Is there a way I could sort of, without taking too convoluted a route, pass by where we left the car or where the doc left the car on the way towards the house? Or is it the opposite sort of direction?
It's on the other side of the house.
Okay, in which case I'm just going to head towards the house. Gun out. Unlit lanterns on my elbow, trying to be as quiet as possible.
So if the other two are happy with this, I think it's probably the case that you eventually sort of start walking towards each other.
Yeah, fine.
You see Maureen's lantern, but
unlit, but it's probably glinting.
Okay, so yeah,
you might see our lantern.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
In which case I'll close the gap and sort of say, Thomas, Doc, I'm sorry, I don't know what state I got into, but I just ran, I'm sorry. I'm feeling fine now.
Thank goodness you're all right.
Yes.
Let's just get out of this place, I don't like it.
Yes, once we find Esther, we'll get out of this place. Have you looked through the house yet?
We found a way in, no. But I think we should stick together. That's what you said, right, Doc?
Yes, I think we're safer together.
Excellent. Show me the way in. I'll take front point. I've got a gun. Have you still got your gun, Doc?
No, I have no idea what happened to it, but...
Ah, damn it.
I must have lost it in that shed.
Yeah, it could be lying in the grass anywhere. There's weird things in the grass, I think, but I can't tell what. Anyway, let's get inside and then we can...
Stay away from the grass.
Yes.
I nod and wipe sweat away from my brow.
And I hold my fountain pen like the useless weapon it is.
As you're walking back to the house, you can all give me spot hidden rolls.
I think I need a
hard success at this point.
Well, I've got a not success.
I was going to push it.
Maybe a regular success.
If you said hard, maybe I won't push it for a hard. So that sounds insane.
No, a regular success is fine, actually.
I will push it then. And as we're walking through the grass, I'm reminded of, like, the focus I need. I've just run to these greenhouses. I've trekked back. I've reassured these guys, but we need to go into the house. But I could be missing anything, so I do the same thing. I take a huge deep breath in, and I hold it, and I widen my eyes, and I just scan the frontispiece of the house and everything around me, and I try and make everything as bright as possible. You know, in that way when you're really trying to see in the dark? That's how I'm going to try and push it anyway. I don't know if that'll affect things at all.
So, of course, we don't quite notice. We've definitely gone at least 5 yards past you by now. Maybe more.
Mm.
Thomas, how did you get on with your spot hidden?
I rolled a 0-3, Dominic.
I rolled a 5. So, we're in good company.
In which case, you both see headlights coming up the driveway. In the failing last bit of sunlight.
We've got company.
And you can see the car. You know who it is.
It's not a Cadillac.
It's Roscoe Molloy.
It is.
Oh, fuck.
It's Roscoe Molloy. You know that car.
I think all I managed to say is, I say it's... We need to get in the house. It's Molloy.